A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 25th day of April, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we're going to have a bit of a little different broadcast this morning. We do have patiently waiting in the green room our usual guest, Ms. Ann Morrison, and we also have Tim Spencer. And we'll start out with just greeting Ann here and get a special update from Tim. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John, and good morning to Tim, too.
Well, Ann, we're going to ask you to stand by a little bit. I was talking to Tim about half an hour ago, 40 minutes ago, and he has about an 8 or 10 minute update as to some current events over in the Ukraine. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. Reason I called this morning is WorldSurvival.info is fixing to put out an update just for people's situational awareness. Overnight our time, things have really, really heated up big time in the UK. The war of words, of course, is going full bore between Kerry and Lavrov. Ukraine says Russia aims to occupy the country militarily, coming from CNN. Russia today is reporting series of explosions of Rock Kramatorsk airfield in eastern Ukraine. 7 reported deaths at the hands of Ukrainian troops versus Russian supporters in Donetsk. No, I'm sorry. Slaviansk is also being reported as being blockaded. That's from the Globe and Mail. We have reports of an Mi-8 Hind helicopter being shot down. Originally, it was reported as a Russian helicopter. The update, according to this, says, and this is from Reuters, a Ukrainian military helicopter was hit by rocket fire and exploded while on the ground on Friday at an airfield near the rebel-held eastern city of Slaviansk. And that's coming from the Ukrainian Defense Ministry now. So things are really heating up in a big way. Also, what I consider one of the most telling things, Russia Today is reporting Russian news crew attacked and abducted by 30 masked men in Donetsk. And, of course, Putin stated very publicly and very forcefully yesterday that if any Russian citizens were harmed, that he was going to do something about it.
Right.
Overall, it appears that things are really heating up. I'm not saying it's the start of World War III or anything like that, because I really don't think it is. But it's a good time for people's situational awareness to be elevated, to pay attention to what's going on, because you never know how these things can spiral out of control.
Well, they can. And of course, right at a century ago, we had one lone assassin fire one shot that started World War I, didn't we?
Yes, we did. That was the trigger. There were underlying circumstances that were economic, but yes, that was the trigger that started World War I.
It was the trigger. And at the time, Europe had not had a major war for some time. We're talking about the homes of countries where universities had been open for centuries. These were cultured, educated people. And they fell into the trap of war very quickly, didn't they?
Oh, they did. They did. I think today, though, thankfully, people have more of an awareness of what's going on in the world. During World War I, people heard what their government had to say, and that was the only story they got. Hopefully this time people are better informed and be less apt to want to go to war.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly can hope and pray that's the case. Okay, Tim, does that complete your update?
Yeah, that pretty much does it. I just want to let everybody know that stuff is heating up.
Okay. Now, Tim, we were also talking, I've seen this before, Red Skelton's Pledge of Allegiance he did in 1969 on stage, not quite 5 minutes, a very moving presentation. I know that'll be posted on my website before
it's the end. It's there now, John.
It's there now.
Post the videos you wanted on your main page, scroll all the way down.
I know I encourage people to watch this, but this would be something that individuals could take on in their communities to get the Pledge of Allegiance back into the schools. I've heard it said, oh, it takes too long. Well, it takes 10 seconds, literally 10 seconds to do the Pledge of Allegiance, no more than 15 seconds. And school officials saying it takes out of the school day those 15 seconds. Nothing could be further from the truth. So, well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate you getting it posted so quickly, and we'll talk privately soon.
All right. You guys have a good one. You have a good one, too, Ann.
Okay.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, Ann, we have a lot going on here. I know you've been on top of these various illnesses going on, the Ebola, the MERS virus, and so forth. What's on the top of your list this morning?
We had three intermittent power blackouts last night about 7 o'clock. Of course, we had thunderstorms in the area, and we had lost power 2 days before that for an hour and a half. So I was attributing it to power failure, grid failure, but it was very strange. It was as though the breaker were tripping and then trying to come back on. And then it would trip again, and it would come back on, and it would trip again. So it did that three times. Well, as it turned out, we had an X 1.3 flare that at that time. And
really?
It caused, yes, and it caused a radio blackout in this area.
The approximate time, now we're talking St. Louis, Missouri, the approximate time? that?
Yeah, today is Friday the 25th, 2014.
Right.
And it occurred right after midnight, occurred at 12:30 a.m.
Okay.
So you subtract 5 from that to get Central Daylight Time, 5 hours.
Right.
And that's right about 7:30 last night. And that's when the tripping went on. And there was an extreme UV flash and this X1.3 class solar flare. And there was an HF, high-frequency communication blackout, on the day side of the Earth. Well, I guess we were still on the day side.
Hold that thought, Ann. We got a break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
As most of you know, if you read my bio, I've spent most of my adult life involved as a criminal investigator, private investigator. I've conducted hundreds and hundreds of surveillance operations, covert operations, and so forth, going out in the street looking for witnesses in murder cases. One of the things that those of us in special operations and related fields are constantly doing is keeping tabs of our personal gear, making sure that if any new and better gear comes up, that we can improve our personal kit, that we will do so. I'm always upgrading my personal kit, even now. whatever it might be, whether it's boots or my multi-tool. I just went to an SOG multi-tool about a year ago, very happy with it. And, of course, that includes holsters. And my new sponsor, Cover Six Gear, offers excellent holsters, a great way to get into a system of holsters that you can actually save money by getting one platform that will hold a number of different Kydex holsters for your semi-automatic pistols, your revolvers, whatever it might be. So you need to check out cover6gear.com. Look at the selection of holsters they've got there, and you might want to consider upgrading what you've got and what you carry. And especially if you're just new to the whole concealed carrying genre, you'll find that if you don't go this route, you'll end up with a box full of holsters, like a lot of older guys like myself have a couple of boxes full of holsters, that's okay. Nothing wrong with having a couple of boxes full of holsters, except the fact that you might want to spend your money on something else. So this would be a way to eliminate one or two boxes full of holsters and go to a system as opposed to all these individual holsters. Great way to have a good kit and save money and achieve your goal of being able to be as well equipped as you can with Cover 6 Gear holsters at my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line for Cover 6 Gear is 866-509-1299. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. And Ann, let's just get back to where we were before the break.
Well, if this is any indication of what an X-Flare could do, then I think that we all need to be prepared to be without power, because this was very dramatic evidence that a solar X-Flare, an X-Flare from the sun, can disrupt power supplies. And if it had been any stronger, or if it had hit in a different location, it said it disrupted radio communications on the sunlit side of the Earth. And we were right at sunset. It was about 7:30 last night when it occurred, and we were right at sunset. So I can imagine that there were disruptions across the anybody that's operating on high frequencies, which would include all our broadcast stations. I have a disturbing, very disturbing story coming out near Hanford, Washington, and well, I want to advise your listeners that this is a very disturbing story, and if you don't want to hear about it, now's the time to just do something else for a few minutes. What's happening is that they're having, and I'm just going to read the AP headline, puzzling rare birth defects in eastern Washington, and they mean eastern Washington State, right near the Hanford plant. We still call it the Hanford plant, although the NRC calls it something else now. And they're trying to figure out, now this is, the birth defect is very rare, and there's an unusually high number of them, and a severe defect in which babies are born missing parts of the brain or skull. So I know that's very disturbing to people. And
a child is born alive with part of the brain or skull or both missing.
Yes, and this reminds me of another incident that occurred about 10 years ago down along the border with Mexico, along the Rio Grande River.
Yes.
And they were finding babies who were born without brains. And at that time I thought, oh, well, they've moved their, they've moved their cloning attempts south of the border so they won't get caught, and this was part of cloning someone.
So now, when you say finding babies, were these dead babies that were found abandoned?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You didn't say that, but I thought that's what you were meaning. Okay.
Yeah, it didn't say that these were born dead up here in Washington. But the rate at which we're seeing this kind of anomaly has jumped to 8.7 cases per 10,000 births, far exceeding the national rate of 2.1. So that's a fourfold increase, over a fourfold, 400%.
400%, yes.
Yes. And, of course, the local residents are convinced that leaking tanks of the nuclear waste from the region's nearby Hanford nuclear plant must be to blame. And they have not yet, you know, it's very difficult to get the DOE and the EPA to agree that they cause any harm to anybody around the nuclear plants. However, Hanford may be a case where they'll have to. And I think I've told you before, we have these very active young students, high school students, that are taking it up on themselves to prepare a case where they have residents contact them and trace cancers or other sicknesses, and they put that up on a Facebook page. Now, these people are putting their lives at risk, and they're young, and they're idealistic. I don't know who's tracking this in Hanford, but I suspect it's the same kind of people, you know, young people, and they're familiar with how to use the Internet and how to use Facebook. And you get all sorts of people that will step up for the government. For instance, this is a genetic counselor. Birth defects like this happen, and there may be a genetic predisposition to it. Well, that's kind of like saying they're inbred up there, and I doubt that. You know, I don't know, but...
Those are just cover stories, Anne, is all that is.
That's all that. So anyway, I wanted to bring that up. I know it's very disturbing, and any of us who live around nuclear dump sites or by nuclear power plants need to be aware that, you know, I think I've told you that out here when I was working, there was a whole organization set up to work with children who are born without an optic nerve, which would kind of fit into this overall case. In other words, there was a problem with the part of the brain was missing. In this case,
yes.
It was the optic nerve. Now, you know, what isotope it was, how it was used, you know, these were relatives or people who worked at the plant where I worked, and they were involved with this organization. We did a fundraiser for them. So it's radiation is something that you want to know about. You can't hear it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. You can't feel it. You know, you need to have a radiation detector. There's just no getting around it. And you need to protect your women with this radiation that's coming over from Fukushima. It's loaded with strontium. Anyway, I wanted to get that out there.
Well, thank you, Anne. Thank you. That's very tragic. Very few things as tragic as having a child born with these kinds of preventable things. It's just so tragic. We have a break coming up. Call numbers 800-313-9443. This is Lifestyle Radio.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
Hello, welcome back to the Nemesis, John Moore. It is Friday the 25th of April. I was talking to a freeze-dried guy the other day, and he said, John, we need to get the word out on these long-range patrol rations. He said he had talked to the manufacturer's rep, and that he had gotten all the manufacturer's overruns, and that there may not be any more manufacturer's overruns for 3 to 5 years. The freeze-dried guy got it all. So if you want long-range patrol rations, what we call LERPs, this may be your only chance for quite a while. Quite frankly, we've got spaghetti with meat, slimac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, western eggs with ham. There's a lot more than that. You get all the nutritional facts, how much these things cost per case. Now, some of them, like the western eggs with ham, he's got so much of them that he'll even discount it even further when you buy 4 or more cases or 7 or more cases and so forth. Get that price down to where it's very, very reasonable and stock up while you can. Long-range patrol rations at freezedryguy.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We got a special report coming in here from Nevada with Chris in Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, Ann, and good morning, J.R.
Hey, Chris.
All right, here's the situation. Yesterday, Mr. Bundy met with noted constitutional attorney Larry Klayman for a little over an hour.
I know, Larry.
Pete Santelli was there also. Mr. Bundy's been approached with so many people that he's very confused about what to do, who to choose to go with, and certainly understandably so. And I think this is part of the big stirring of all the left-wing spin machine of the Harry Reid crime family cabal's attempt to mischaracterize him, because Mr. Bundy, as you know, comes from a different space and time, being an older man, when different word terms were used in different contexts and were totally acceptable, and there was...
You mean when people my age think gay means happy?
Well, I'd say that he's Mr. Bundy's a little suspect of everybody that's coming out there wondering what their angle is.
He should be. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
What I'm trying to say is Harry Reid and his camp are trying to spin what were, I think, race-baited extracted comments from Mr. Bundy to try to mischaracterize him. They're pretty clever at throwing an innocent-appearing question to someone to get them to elucidate or speak generally about things and hope that they will say some word they can seize upon to use it as a word weapon of mass destruction to mischaracterize their enemy, to draw away the interest in the crime elements of the Reid family crime cabal. And
now, Chris, you're talking about the New York Times interview that took place. Was that yesterday or the day before?
Well, I guess it was yesterday. It may have been the day before. These things were running together.
Right.
He had spoke about what his interpretation of housing conditions with families of color and different family government housing associations were, in his mind, akin to the slave plantation. And he wasn't very artful in the way he framed it, and so it gave the left a little chink in his armor to attack him because he was a racist. And, you know, this is a tactic they've used ad infinitum or to infinity to try to color their enemies or to change the conversation.
That's
and
right.
Draw fire away from what's really at the heart of the thing, and that is the corruption within the administration that runs to the BLM. In fact, they're even trying to steal lands in Texas on the Red River and Oklahoma border down there out of the same BLM office with the Reid crime family's land theft schemes. But Mr. Bundy was there. Michelle Fiore was at the site. Rick Santilli was there. There was also a wedding at the site, a little frivolity. Mr. Bundy attended. But all in all, the spirits are still good. There's still a large contingent of protectorate there. They were receiving food and all sorts of donations from people, from individuals that were driving up in their private automobiles and unloading things. Many of them are very articulate, very well aware of what's going on, able to put together cogent conversations.
Right.
It's very interesting, but thank you very, very much.
Chris, thank you for the update. And well, tell us, before we get away, the conversation with Larry Klayman, how did that go, and do you know where that's going to go from there?
Well, I think Mr. Bundy is cautiously suspicious of everybody, and perhaps attorneys in particular. I didn't get response from Mr. Klayman after he left to find out what the situation was, but I did share some information that I had with him, and he was very professionally courteous and appreciative of it. I gave him the letter from the state legislatures that they had sent out yesterday morning. And so he is aware, and he's a very accomplished professional attorney.
He is.
So if anybody could do it, he probably could.
Yeah. Larry Klayman was about to hire me to be his office manager for a new office in St. Louis in August of 2001. And, of course, shortly after that, we had September of 2001 and no new office in St. Louis. But he's a great guy, very bright, and I know he could do a lot to help the Bundy situation.
I concur.
Okay, well, thank you, Chris. We
much.
Appreciate that. Yes, thank you. And you have any input or response for what you just heard?
I think Chris is doing us an invaluable service, and I appreciate his calls, and any time he wants to interrupt our show, I think you should let him.
Absolutely. Well, that's my plan, and he is doing a great job in keeping us informed. I want to do a little segue here. The Ebola virus is now in 7 countries in Western Africa that I'm aware of. There was an unconfirmed report earlier in the week about it being in Italy. I don't know that it's ever been confirmed. Do you have any follow-up or input on that?
I don't. That was on Paul Martin's website, and I thank him for calling me and letting me know that, and then I sent that out to my email list. And I have not been able to confirm that other than what this would be called in alternative media. It was published, and it sounds real to me. I mean, if you were living in a country where there was Ebola and you wanted to get away from it, I think you might end up in Italy. Apparently, right. they came in by boat and were discovered, and it's they've got them. There's 40 of them. They have them sequestered.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
In quarantine. But they don't know. They don't know what to do with them. I mean, if they do have it, the hospitals aren't ready to handle that. The doctors aren't ready to handle that. I mean, there's doctors in West Africa who are in hiding now because they've had patients who had Ebola. And Medecins Sans Frontières, which is Doctors Without Borders, it was originally in France.
Right.
So sometimes you'll see the acronym MSF, and that's Doctors Without Borders, right. Medecins Sans Frontières. And they're going in there, they're going into West Africa, and in the New England Journal of Medicine, now this is a very prestigious peer-reviewed journal, and it comes out of New England, New England Journal of Medicine. And it says this virus was not brought in from any other part of Africa. In other words, it's a new virus, or it's a weaponized old virus. That is, it was built on the Zaire. Zaire is now the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So you probably won't find it on modern maps. But if you look at the Democratic Republic of the Congo, it's right in the center of Africa. It's in what they call equatorial Africa. And it's kind of a dark spot in our knowledge base because it's mostly jungle, it's rainforest, and most of the people who live there live in small villages at a primitive state, let's put it primitive state. And when they've been able to go in there, when they discovered that people had Ebola and were dying, they would send in a team of doctors, and because the people lived in small villages and I don't want to say are inbred, but they didn't venture far, and so they knew where to find people. So if there were contacts, they could find the people, isolate them until they died, and then get rid of them. And they would stamp it out that way. I mean, there's no treatment.
And getting back to Italy, my belief is that the Italian government made this a matter of highest national priority to put a complete lockdown both on the people and any information regarding these people that may or may not have the Ebola virus, these 40 individuals from Africa.
I think that could be, because what are they going to do?
I mean, if they're doing it, I mean, they don't want this to get away from them, and they take the whole situation. We have a break here. The call number is 800-313-9443.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 25th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. As you probably know, Tim Spencer is my webmaster, and he does an excellent job keeping things updated and running the way they should run, providing free downloads there. The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. The Poverty Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joe Murphy. And, of course, I do sell the energy cleaner. I use my energy cleaner every night. I might be around the ranch here moving rock, getting those big rocks into the bucket of the Kubota, doing other vigorous physical things, go to bed with some aches and pains, wake up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to go. And that's a consequence of the energy cleaner, $285 shipping included at my website, thelibertyman.com. Shipping included to American zip codes, I should say. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. You get very polite young men and women in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, nobody in Mumbai. Toll-free auto line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. TheLibertyMan.com. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. We were talking about the Ebola virus. It's, so far, as we know, any official word contained in Western Africa, with these seven countries. And I hear incubation period ranging from 2 days to 20 days. What are you hearing about that?
Yes, and in some cases up to 4 weeks. It's hard to tell where some of these people catch it because it's not being spread the same way that the Zaire virus was spread, which was by kissing the body of somebody who had died, and that was how it was spread before. But this is a different virus, and it looks like it's been weaponized from, that would be my conjecture, is that it's been weaponized from the Zaire virus so that it is more spreadable, probably through droplets. And so if anybody is coughing around you, you may want to start wearing a mask, especially if you're on an airplane. They do contact only those people who fly in the seats before the patient and after the patient. So those are the only people that they contact and follow. But you know that air is recirculated in an airplane, so I suspect that everybody could be vulnerable to catching it. I do have two other things I need to talk about, John.
Please do. Yeah, we're running out of time rapidly here.
I know. And one is that MERS has been found and is being treated in Greece. Now, this was a Greek citizen who was living in Saudi Arabia, and he went to the local hospital in Saudi Arabia, and he had a prolonged fever. So they sent him home to Greece, and they hospitalized him, and they discovered that he had the MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus. And so they're tracking and monitoring his contacts, both during a voyage to Athens and then also the airline, and during his stay in Greece. And what they've done is they've transferred him to a special unit of respiratory diseases. They're not prepared to handle patients like this. I mean, before, when we had MERS patients coming into Europe, for instance, to Britain, they were transferred because they were already sick and they knew what they were getting.
Right.
And so they were set up for isolation. And the doctors did a great job. None of the doctors got sick, and I don't think it was transferred outside. I do kind of remember there was one person outside in Britain who did catch it. This is becoming epidemic in Saudi Arabia. They have not called it an epidemic, but there are more and more cases. And if you know biology, you know that that's what happens. It rises, it goes up like a exponential curve. And that looks like what's happening. This is a new virus, and although they call it, I know Dr. Bill calls it SARS-2, SARS was also a coronavirus, but this is a different virus altogether, and it's not related to SARS or to any other known coronaviruses. Now, remember that the PEDV, the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, is also a coronavirus, and that came in from China. So I don't know if China has a beef with the Middle East, but they might. This is the 10th case of infection with MERS diagnosed in Europe. They've had MERS diagnosed in the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, and now Greece. Now, the other one I want to talk about is, because of the drought, I'm sure you're familiar with coccidioidomycosis, which we know as valley fever. This is a fungal disease, and because of the drought in California, the dust, what happens is that when the water goes away, when there's a drought, the fungi form spores. I mean, that's how they survive. That's why they can survive so long. And those spores are resistant. I mean, you can't kill them, except with ultraviolet light. And we've had many dust storms in California and Arizona, as you know. And so the spores get carried around, and they don't even send students out into the desert anymore, geological students or any other students. They used to go out and do field trips in the desert, but they don't do that anymore because it's just too dangerous. But in this case, there was a film crew, and they were out shooting. Now, before, they had always said, well, don't stir up the dust. Well,
right.
They didn't stir up the dust, but they still got this valley fever, And the range for that, for the incubation time, was between 3 and 28 days. So that means that 28 days after you walk through Palm Springs, for instance, you might think that you have the flu, and they'll treat you for the flu. This is not viral. It's not bacterial. It's fungal. And it's very, very difficult to treat a fungal disease. That doesn't mean that they can't treat it. It's just very, very difficult. And essentially what it is that you end up with the flu for the rest of your life. You're fatigued. You have respiratory distress. You run a fever. You think that you have the flu. You get the body aches. But what you have is you have a fungus that has found a host. The spores are breathed in, generally, but they could be ingested, they could be eaten, and it finds a dark, warm, moist place, and so they sprout, and then they form colonies within your body. This is, they said that they thought they had taken enough precautions, but they are searching down everybody else who worked on that film, and you need to be aware that when they show these dust storms coming in through Phoenix, and as you know, we've had more and more of them as the drought has increased, that there's something bad blowing in that dust storm. You know, you want to avoid them. If you hear of a dust storm, you want to go someplace else, or you don't want to get out in it. You may have to install a HEPA filter in your house to keep your children safe.
Right.
This is a debilitating disease.
And we got a caller here. We've got time for a quick call and maybe a response here. Rose, off the grid. Go ahead, Rose.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
I get your email. I'm very grateful for all your information and effort. My prayers for you and protection. But I was going to ask you, when it comes to Ebola, I know somebody that works, you know, in airports and things like that. What protection should they follow in these circumstances just now? I know the Ebola just now isn't just apparently in Africa and some places in Europe.
Yeah, there are international health rules, and those are mandated by the United Nations through the World Health Organization. Other airports, such as those in France and other parts of Europe, have, and in the Far East, have implemented infrared temperature sensing. I'm not sure we have that in our airports, especially our international airports, but
it's here in the States. I'm sorry.
So what they need to do is they need to be monitoring the temperatures of the people that are coming in. But like I said, the incubation period on Ebola is so long, 3 weeks, that they might not have a temperature.
Okay, Ann, thank you. We're out of time.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
that's
John.
It for the day. I appreciate it, Ann. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Y'all be safe. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Have a wonderful, fun, productive weekend, and God bless America.